This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys remember, was it a song or was it a movie? Take this job and shove it. Take this job and shove it. I don't remember if it's a song. I just remember my parents talking about it and laughing. They didn't really have employers. They were self-employed. My father would fix people's appliances, get some cash here and there. Didn't really make a lot of money, but, you know, that's kind of how he fed us. So to take this job and shove it, when I was a little kid, I was thinking that would be fun. To be about to get fired and be able to then turn around and say, take this job and shove it. I would love that. Well, former President Trump got to do that with SAG. So the Screen Actors Guild tried to, I guess, fire him. While everybody's trying to cancel President Trump and try to erase his presidency and his legacy, as a result of the Capitol riots, of course, Hollywood, you know, would jump on the bandwagon. And so when they, I guess, informed President Trump that he was going to have to leave SAG, AFTRA, and he's been in movies like Home Alone and Zoolander, he decided to write them back yesterday. And he wrote, let me read this letter to you. It's really interesting. Ms. Carteris, he says, and I don't know if this is him or his people, but he says, I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares? While I'm not familiar with your work, I'm very proud of my work on movies such as Home Alone 2, Zoolander, and Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and television shows including The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saturday Night Live, and, of course, one of the most successful shows in television history, The Apprentice, to name just a few, exclamation point. He said, I also greatly helped the cable news television business, said to be a dying platform with not much time left until I got involved in politics. He said, and created thousands of jobs at networks such as MS, DNC, and Fake News, CNN, among many others. Yeah, pretty funny. He says, which brings me to your blatant... This is President Trump's letter. Again, I don't know if he wrote it or he got some help. But he goes, which brings me to your blatant attempt at free media attention to distract from your dismal record as a union. Your organization has done little for its members and nothing for me besides collecting dues and promoting dangerous un-American policies and ideas, as evident by your massive unemployment rates and lawsuits from celebrated actors who even recorded a video asking, why isn't the union fighting for me? These, however, are policy failures. Your disciplinary failures are even more egregious. Trump writes, I no longer wish to be associated with your union. As such, this letter is to inform you of my immediate resignation from SAG-AFTRA. You have done nothing for me. Regards Donald Trump. Now, they responded by saying thank you. That's all they could write because, boy, did that go public. And you know what's interesting? I was in a position where somebody tried to hurt me publicly, and I turned it on them so badly that it it wasn't to be mean or vicious. I'm like, look, you know, I'm just trying to help because X, Y, and Z. And that didn't put them in the most positive light. You know, don't throw strong, if you live in glass houses, don't throw stones in glass houses, something like that. So I found, you know, former President Trump's approach to this letter pretty compelling, and I wanted to bring this up to you all because President Trump is somebody who wants to save face, and he had been beaten up pretty badly by the media throughout his presidency. I tell you, you know, some of these, you know, initial press meetings and press briefings for Joe Biden and Psaki, just soft balls. I mean, just soft. Yet, I got to tell you, Kayleigh McEnany and President Trump just got hit. And, you know, no matter how you feel about his protest prior to the Capitol riots and his involvement, and how you feel if he was involved or not, I got to tell you, I've never seen a president, you know, beat up like this. I haven't. And then to try to cancel any legacy he might have had, you know, for those people that felt he was involved with the riots, they feel it's merited. For those who didn't feel he incited the riots and told them to storm the Capitol, they think it's egregious. But this take this job and shove it, this playing offense instead of defense, has been something that Trump has done, which is something I have urged people to do. Maybe, you know, not the same way, but whenever you feel like you are becoming overwhelmed, right? I don't know if you've ever seen a fight. Somebody's fighting, and then a couple people come in, and you're like, keep it up, you're winning. And then all of a sudden, in the movie or show, the person becomes overwhelmed. And once the critical move is once they have to play defense. And once you play defense and you get overwhelmed, you're never able to turn it around to offense. Same thing with football. We're about to see the Super Bowl. And whenever you see a team start to lose, you say, get them the ball. Okay? Get them out of defense. They need to have the ball. They need to make some drives. Get them the ball. Get them back on offense. And those that can quickly turn it around and remain on offense win. So if you ever do feel overwhelmed or you feel that you are just playing defense a little too much, you know, offense. I'm not saying you don't hit or anything like that, but if you do have an employer that's always on you, yeah, and you're at the point where you're like, look, they're going to fire me and they're going to make me look bad, then go down with a fight. And I'm not saying that literally. Last thing I want is anybody to accuse me of I'm saying fine. I'm saying figuratively, right? You know, tell them, look, you're mad at me because I am trying to assist you guys with these shortcomings. I'm just trying to help. That's how I like to approach it. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden, as well as Bernie Sanders' push for $15 federal minimum wage, appears to be on hold for now. The relief package, the COVID-19 relief package, does look like it is on its way to hit the goal of passing, but we're being told by March 15th. Now, I thought this was supposed to be a stimulus package that we needed immediately. Thought people needed their stimulus checks. They needed money. But according to USA Today, House Democratic leaders expressed confidence that Biden's COVID relief bill would pass Congress before March 15th, when enhanced unemployment benefits are set to end. According to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, when reporters asked her if they feel it was going to be passed, she said absolutely, before then. Pelosi also said Democrats want to move the bill out of the House within 2 weeks. I tell you, it's interesting. They moved very, very quickly to impeach Trump, but we're still waiting on the package. And again, there's a lot of back and forth, but there was back and forth with that, with, you know, but they moved quickly, they voted, it was done. So, there is supposed to be a rapid timeline for House Democrats to pass the $1.9 trillion relief package. It's supposed to include $1,400 in stimulus checks, billions of dollars for vaccine distribution, and aid for state and local governments. The House is set to approve a budget blueprint today, starting the process of passing the bill, and then it'll kick off a process called reconciliation. That allows Democrats to bypass filibuster. Now, they would have had to otherwise secure the votes of at least 10 Republicans in the Senate to advance the legislation. That's where you needed the 60. That is a potentially difficult task because Senate Republicans have expressed resistance to passing this relief package. And I believe a vote yesterday had to be broken by Kamala Harris. So we are really down party lines in our Senate. And so, you know, why the back and forth? What, you know, the Senate voted 51-50 along party lines to approve a budget resolution. And that now paves the way for Biden's, quote, American Rescue Plan to become law. Vice President Kamala Harris, in a role as President of the Senate, was able to cast the tie-breaking vote. And we knew this would happen. So after the meeting with Democrats, Biden will speak about the economy and the need for the rescue package. And he's not budging on it being $1.9 trillion. He's arguing the package is needed to help Americans recover from the economic fallout of the pandemic. And his proposal calls for another round of 1,400 payments to millions of Americans, $130 billion to reopen the nation's schools, $350 billion in aid to state and local governments, $160 billion for vaccine testing and equipment, $50 billion for grants and loans to businesses, and raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. What we're being told is the $15 an hour part looks like is going to be on hold. Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, said it would be devastating for our hardest-hit small businesses at a time when they could least afford it. Bernie Sanders vowed to push forward with the increase, but said he never intended it to happen during the pandemic. Now, the federal minimum wage has been $7.25 since 2009, but a lot of states and cities have already, you know, bumped it up to higher during their state elections. So, they said, according to Nancy Pelosi, she said Democrats will not abandon the cause. It's not the last bill will pass. So apparently Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, had said he would not support an increase to $15, but would back something responsible and reasonable. So let's go back to, you know, what this relief package is. Is $1,400 enough? If you received one check for $1,400, no. I can already hear the no's. No, no, no. I, you know, that's nice. I think, you know, the round of stimulus checks is nice, and think you guys needed that months ago. I mean, you know, the $1,200 stimulus check people received early last summer, I think I used up. I think most people spent that money on Amazon buying toilet paper and paper towel. So waiting, excuse me, almost a year for another stimulus payment of $1,400, it's nice. But what's that money going to go for? Food? Rent? Medicine, it's going to get used up pretty quickly. The schools are going to get $130 billion, and the schools need budgets. State and local budgets are down. So to get the kids back to school and the teachers what they need in terms of PPE and cleaning and sanitation and extra staff, plus the schools are going to probably have to pay teachers more to come back. I don't think a lot of teachers want to come back, so the schools might have to even pay them more. State, local governments are in a lot of trouble because taxes aren't getting paid, so $350 billion to that, but only $50 billion for grants and loans to businesses. Now, $50 billion is still a lot of money, but $350 billion to state and local governments, $130 billion to nation schools, but only $50 billion for grants and loans to businesses. If loans and if businesses were able to get PPP money, and remember how the PPP loan was designed. The PPP loan was designed where you only get the money and you get to write it off and not have to pay it back if you hired 90% of your employees back. It was a brilliant idea. What unfortunately happened is people said, no, I'd rather get unemployment. So at the time, well, you couldn't get unemployment if you refused a job. So employees had to poop or get off the pot, so many came back to work. But if we hear in the next few weeks that anybody could refuse a job when an employer has the PPP guidelines and they could still get unemployment and the enhanced benefits, then we're not going to get people back to work. We're not going to get restaurants and retail and stores and companies reopened. That's one of the issues we're having now with schools. You know, teachers aren't in fear of losing their benefits. They're still getting paid. So it's safer to stay home and get paid and not get exposed to COVID. Why the rush? If there was, and I'm not advocating it at all, but if teachers were not making money this whole time, they would be scratching at the door to get back into class and teach. But because, I mean, assuming it could be safe for them. But, you know, if somebody's having benefits at home, there's not a lot of incentive to get back out there. I don't blame people having that attitude. I mean, you know, stay safe and be home or be out there and take a risk. And when you tell somebody, well, that's your job, you know, just like doctors, that's your job. I mean, there's been people leaving the field, even in medicine. They're like, look, I did my job. So it's not easy. $50 billion in grants and loans to businesses, that's great. But I would have expected of the $1.9 trillion, I would have expected a little bit more to businesses. Because businesses can hire employees, and then that turns into tax dollars. Especially if you're flirting with raising the minimum wage. So even though federal jobs are now at $15 an hour, for a federal minimum wage hike, that would then require the states, all states, to be at least at that level. $15 an hour, if a lot of small businesses were at the $7.25, that's going to be tough. When you double that rate, might not work for many companies, obviously. And then, you know, tips. You know, I was making below minimum wage when I waited tables, which I think is inappropriate. I think waiters and waitresses and servers, you know, should make minimum wage. But, you know, many of those sorts of jobs, again, are not where there's a lot of wiggle room with profit. Well, that's why you're going to see kiosks with McDonald's and fast food. We talked yesterday about, will fast food be able to survive? Probably not. They might if people can't afford to go to restaurants, but who's going to pay $10 for a Big Mac later? Right now they're at $5.66. It's kind of a lot for a burger, but it's still cheaper than a restaurant burger. So with the minimum wage, I think it will be brought up. They have to wait. I think the Democrats probably have to wait until we're out of the pandemic. You want a business to be able to open their doors. But the problem is that $7.25 is really, really hitting people in the face. And, you know, I don't know if Biden is thinking well in terms of, you know, how to handle the economy and how to reopen. I see a lot of, you know, quote unquote positive moves. I'm not saying positive in terms of beneficial, but in terms of positive, like a test for cancer. He's doing a lot of proactive sort of, I mean, he's playing offense to the nth degree, and he's writing checks with his mouth that I don't think his butt can cash. I love that term. I'm going to be saying that a lot. And so I think the Senate Republicans came up with a $618 billion proposal, still billions of dollars, you know, and it's still money that I just can't fathom gets printed fast enough. But I think they really need to think about how they're applying that money and where that money would lead to more money. You know, you could give a man a fish or you could teach him how to fish. Right, we got to get businesses open. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper-income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230-199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News. China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We haven't really talked a lot about drones in the news. Not a lot of people talk about drones. Usually much of the drones news was before the pandemic when people could afford to buy one of those mini ones. And then they would circle around their neighbors' houses. And if one of the neighbor's wives was topless, right, while laying out at the pool, it was upset because the drone was able to videotape and see it all. right? These drones have GoPros on them and things like that. So I thought drones are pretty bad invasion of privacy, so I don't. If I sunbathe, I usually have clothes on, right? Because I just don't trust. Every now and then I hear, bzzz, there's a drone around there. So what about medical drones? What about drones for, you know, Amazon and Walmart? And, well, they're still there. It's moving. So for COVID, the vaccine, people are wondering, can we use medical drones for some of these countries or rural areas that aren't near big cities and trucks and, you know, highways? Well, remember, we do have a challenge because the COVID-19 vaccine has to be in ultra, ultra, ultra cold temperatures. But there is a drone delivery startup called Zipline, according to CNBC, and they are working on a distribution plan with, quote, end-to-end cold chain capabilities, meaning if something has to stay cold, you know, you know, like a chain when you hand something to somebody and then it goes on and on and on, right? Like that kind of thing. So a cold chain from the start to when it finishes. That is a cold chain. And if they are able to maintain the vaccine within the drone to that degree, this could be phenomenal. The company has pioneered use of drones for medical supplies before and has been able to get things out to less developed regions. Because here's the thing, we could be talking about herd immunity. We could be talking about American cases going down. I mean, we could be as optimistic as we want to be. But if foreign countries still have widespread pandemic, we're in trouble. Because remember, COVID was in China. America was going about the merry way in 2019. Economy was good. We were starting to get some flu cases, cases I thought were COVID, to be honest. But I didn't know that it was called COVID then. But so we had some non-flu type illness. Hard to tell because people were using telemedicine and not getting flu shots. But 2019, we were kind of doing our own thing. And somehow, a virus from China got to our country and then caused the mess we're in. So to think that all we have to do is vaccinate, wear masks, and lock down, and we'll be fine, no. We have got to make sure the vaccines also get to Ghana, Rwanda, all sorts of multiple countries that just don't seem to be talked about a lot in the news. So Zipline has already delivered critical medical supplies to countries like Ghana, Rwanda, and so they are pursuing a larger role in the COVID global vaccine effort. Earlier this week, Nigeria's Kaduna state signed a deal with Zipline, allowing the drone delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. Kaduna's partnership with Zipline, that delivered more than 1 million doses of other vaccines in Africa over the last year, will also enable on-demand delivery of blood products, medications, and other vaccines. This is fantastic technology. My guess is this: when they're vague about the other vaccines in Africa, maybe they're talking about some of the Ebola. Remember, there was some Ebola mini outbreaks going on. Not making a lot of news because they don't want to freak people out. But I think they, you know, had some embers. We always have embers of Ebola that we have to stamp out. So the deal with Kaduna did not include cold chain storage, but separately, Zipline is working on a plan to distribute COVID-19 vaccines with end-to-end cold chain capabilities. The ultra-cold temperatures that we know of is pretty cold. There was a buying frenzy for freezers, dry ice, but still, many medical facilities can't have that type of equipment. It's not just a basic freezer. Now, mind you, some of the other vaccines aren't going to need the super, super cold temperatures like Pfizer and Moderna. So my guess is the other countries might be getting the Johnson & Johnson or the AstraZeneca vaccine that don't require the negative 80 degrees sort of, you know, they just need to be freezer temperatures or refrigerator temperatures. So this is good news. Zipline ranks 7 on the 2020 CNBC Disruptor 50 list, plans to leverage its drone delivery network for frozen and ultra-low COVID-19 vaccines and medical products in the markets where it operates. Pfizer's vaccine has to be between a negative 112 and a negative 76 degree Fahrenheit. Moderna and AstraZeneca could be stored at less extreme. Johnson & Johnson can be shipped in 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. So also refrigerator temperature. In the U.S. and Africa, Zipline will add ultra-low refrigeration capacity at its distribution centers and conduct end-to-end thermal validation from the point of pickup to patients. So remember, if the drone goes up into the sky, you know, the temperature can change, so they have to adjust for that, and they also have to notify if the temperature dropped. If the temperature dropped or if the temperature rose, then that shipment will be deemed unusable until it can be tested. Remember what happened with the shots to Michigan? The temperatures dropped lower than they should have, so they, you know, got them out of the, they removed them from the, I guess the field, shall we say, and then they tested them and said, oh yeah, they're fine. So I'm excited that somebody's thinking about global, but when people say, gosh, you know, when is this pandemic going to end? Expect a good couple years. Look at what happened with Ebola. Why? Well, because there were all these little micro, you know, little epidemics in multiple countries, and they tried to corner it off. They did. And I mean, that was Ebola. That was contained. They were able to reach containment. And it still went from 2014 to 2016. Still looking at almost a 2-year span. So here we are going into our second year. And we still don't know which countries are going to get which vaccines. That's a problem. Now, many people say, well, then America needs to still block travel. Well, can they? I mean, how many of you are needed for business out of the country? How many of you have family? Especially as Biden is wanting to increase, immigration and have less strict border measures. You know, our travel is going to be probably affected now for at least a good couple years. Because if they're still trying to figure out how to start bringing out vaccine to Rwanda, and again, these are vaccines that might not be of the more severe strains, or I don't want to say severe, but more contagious strains, we're playing catch-up still for a while. So hopefully we'll see some movement on that. You know, you are going to see experts. I'm looking at an article right now. You know, when will life return to normal? And this one report coming out of Bloomberg says 7 years. 7 years. Bloomberg has the biggest database of COVID-19 shots around the world. More than 119 million doses have been administered worldwide, but we have 6 billion people. U.S. science officials such as Anthony Fauci have suggested it's going to take 70-85% coverage of the population for things to return to normal. So Bloomberg's vaccine trackers show that some countries are making far more progress than others. Israel is already headed for 75% coverage. But with vaccinations happening more rapidly, it will take the world as a whole 7 years at the current pace. Now, Bloomberg's calculator provides a snapshot of time looking at today's vaccination rates. Now, mind you, I think it will speed up when we do have more vaccines, when we have pharmacies, when we have the military administering the vaccines, drones. So I think we could limit that, but 7 years, and maybe we could cut that in half. But depending on COVID and the strains, depending on access to vaccines, depending on, you know, people getting sick and travel, it's not going to be easy. And I don't think we could block travel for that long. If not, what they're going to do is, like they're suggesting now, testing before and after and quarantining. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Valley.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were just talking about zipline medical drones, and Kenneth asks, what is their stock symbol? I don't think they're public. Yeah, Zipline, I don't believe, is public, so I don't think there's a stock symbol. You might want to check it out. But if it is, let me know. But I don't think they have a stock symbol. All right, we'll keep you guys posted. I know people are buying dry freeze and all sorts of things. I got to tell you, with the stock market, it's been crazy. Amazon, Zoom had done really, really well the last year. And then pharmaceutical companies still doing well, Moderna, Novavax. So it's interesting. All right, not doing well is the weather. Apparently, we got a polar vortex coming. It's expected to bring below freezing temperatures to all 50 states next Monday. At least 85% of the country is supposed to be affected by the icy temperatures, and parts of the Midwest could fall below 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Meteorologists predicted that it could get so cold that car antifreeze could solidify. So antifreeze could freeze. That's how cold it's supposed to get. They said officials in some parts of Iowa and Minnesota are considering closing schools on Monday as it would be unsafe for children to leave home. Personally, I don't think we should have school Monday after Super Bowl. I don't know how back east does it. If the game starts at 6, you know, and then maybe goes on till 9, 10, and then the parties, I don't see how anybody can. I mean, and then just football season in general. When the game starts 5:30, that's 8:30 at night. People aren't going to bed. I'm in the West, so, you know, Super Bowl is done by 6, 7, and we all go to bed early. But I would just close school Monday, not even for the weather, just because, you know, Super Bowl. So, told you guys, the NFL injury report leading towards Bucks. That's why the Bucks, that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so residents in the Midwest are bracing for something called a flash freeze, set to send temperatures plummeting as low as negative 73 degrees Fahrenheit. For those of you that still go by Celsius, don't know how, that's a negative 37 degrees Celsius. The cold cap is caused by a polar vortex pushing Arctic winds down into the U.S., where all 50 states, even Hawaii, are expected to experience below freezing temperatures, even Hawaii. More than 212 million Americans are going to be affected by the bitterly cold conditions. I'm in Nevada, so I think we're going to be about 70 degrees. We don't get any part of this. It stinks. I wish we did. The icy weather is really going to hit the Midwest the worst. Already preparations in place to also close roads. Some areas, temperatures are going to drop 30 degrees below average. Meteorologists predict it could get so cold. We already spoke about the antifreeze. I had an uncle, great uncle, that died of black ice. I don't know how you guys do it, where you're driving. And then I've driven in black ice once, and the car, our friends were in the car in front of us. They flipped over. It was scarier than scary. So this Arctic mass is going to come in. Yeah, maybe Nevada will get a little cold, parts of Arizona, parts of New Mexico, but we're not going to get the snow that, you know, the Dakotas, Minnesotas, Iowas, Maine, upstate New York is going to get. So the National Weather Service has warned that the flash freeze will quickly turn any wet or slushy roads to ice. Driving conditions are going to be bad. So I know you're buying a bunch of stuff for Super Bowl Sunday. You might as well buy a bunch of food and things like that for Monday or Tuesday because you're not going to want to be on the roads. Children probably not going to go to school. Last thing you want is a bus, right, slipping and sliding. Rivers might overflow in the Midwest. You know, the danger doesn't stop just with ice. The rivers could freeze over, creating water traffic problems. They say areas to the south of Minnesota, the lower portions of the upper Mississippi and the Illinois River, are seeing relatively decent flows and levels, but extreme cold outbreaks could give us a concern, they say, for ice bites, which take flow out of the river. Ice gets created in the pools. We drop a lot of flow, which drops stages and becomes an issue for potential groundings. So the Aloha State, temperatures drop down into the 50s in many areas. I don't know, nobody ever feels sorry for those in Hawaii. They just don't. If you've never been to Hawaii, that really has to be on your bucket list. You cannot not relax when you're there. Everybody says, mahalo. Hey, brah. It's just so chill. It's gorgeous. I love Hawaii. It's amazing. I'm hearing there's some steals. You want to fly out there? I am hearing it is getting cheaper because it got really expensive for some time. Anyway, snow fell on top of Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, and Maui's Haleakala. So roads had to be closed. Haleakala, I believe, is this volcano crater. I've gone there a couple times on Maui Island. It's freezing, and that's when there's no snow. So imagine. This is the third year in a row that snow has been reported near the peak of the volcano. So, guys, be careful out there. Like I said, just, you know, bone up. Make sure you have, you know, food, water. So basically, what is a polar vortex? They say the stratospheric polar vortex, according to Daily Mail, is located in the layer that is 5 to 30 miles above the Earth's surface, and we only see it in the winter. Sudden stratospheric warmings, they call it, are occasions in the winter, about maybe six times a decade, where the polar stratosphere warms and the winds that flow from west to east around the North Pole weaken dramatically and then reverse direction. That starts a breakdown of the polar vortex. The SSWs, or the sudden stratospheric warmings eventually cause the tropospheric jet stream to weaken. That allows cold air bottled up near the polar cap to escape and expand into the middle latitudes. U.S., Europe, parts of Asia are in the middle latitudes. The cold air has escaped. It's going to hit the U.S. by Monday. So we're already seeing a lot of people snow. What was it? There was a couple that was killed because they got into a fight with a neighbor. It was horrifying to watch. I forget where this was at, but I think it was Pennsylvania, where a couple was fighting with a neighbor. Apparently they fight with them often. The neighbor was a retired Navy veteran. And they started yelling and calling him names and back and forth. And then he comes out with a gun. And in the video, you hear the woman say, "Do it. Do it. Never tell somebody with a gun to do it." He did. He shot him both dead. Came back, got another gun, and I think finished his job. So, please don't fight with your neighbors about snow. You have a weird neighbor, move. Or if you have a neighbor who you think is going to kill you, move. It's a shame, because I believe he was a veteran of the Navy. I have to double check that. Not sure what brought him to him wanting to kill his neighbors. An Illinois mom was denied a COVID-19 vaccine over breastfeeding concerns. She's a healthcare worker, and she said Kane County health officials denied her the shot because she is breastfeeding. Well, remember, the CDC said there's not a lot of data. So she's upset because she was denied a Moderna coronavirus vaccine over concerns of lacking data for pregnant and breastfeeding women. She's a clinical therapist and mother of two, Kate Races. She did a research and consulted her doctor before heading into her vaccination appointment with the Kane County Health Department. After Race sat down in the chair, she was denied the vaccine. She goes, "I was so shocked to sit down to that metal chair and be told no. It's like someone took a pin to a little kid's balloon." Now, a spokesperson for Kane County Health Department told Fox News, "There has since been a revision in the policy which now allows vaccinations among pregnant and breastfeeding women," and declined to comment on the reported incident involving Races, her name. So, pregnant and lactating people can choose to receive the COVID vaccines, but, I mean, there's still that element of liability. They say upon consultation with the Illinois Department of Public Health and the guidance of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and CDC, which state that pregnant and lactating people may choose to receive COVID vaccines, the health department is going to provide vaccines to pregnant and lactating women. Now, of course, she was upset. The patient was upset. "The internalized sense of shame and judgment that a county board felt that I couldn't make this decision and they would make it for me." See, I don't look at it as that. I understand she's mad, but you have to remember, people get sued left and right. And if anything happened to her baby, even if she didn't sue, the family would sue. So, I mean, you know, cut some of these places some slack, because, you know, they, unless they have guidance and data, they're going to be taken to court if anything bad happens. So luckily now they have some legal protection. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLEN.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get
your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.